the Boss Man Show. My man from former Georgia Tech, assistant coach, now he's up in Loyola, up there and brought some more at the Patriot League. My man, Spence Hardy. What up, T? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, Boss Man. How about yourself?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you, my guy, man. Had to get you on the show, man. You guys are doing really well, man. Overcame a 1-4 start to be at where you are. Now, tell me about there, brother, how your team kind of persevered through a tough start, but now they got the things together. The guys are a streak going again for you guys, man. What you got going on up there, brother?
Yeah, no, we scheduled up a little bit to start the year on purpose. You know, we had a kid who was a sophomore for us last year, was a great player who was contemplating coming back or going pro. And he, you know, just in case he wanted to come back, I wanted to make sure we gave him a platform to be able to showcase his talents. You know, fortunately for him and for us, but also a little bit unfortunately, he did go into the draft and was drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies at the 30th pick, first round. And so a little bit of that start probably would have been different. I probably wouldn't have scheduled the Tar Heels to open up and go down and play that tournament in Charleston if I knew he wasn't coming back. But with all that said, the guys were able to persevere, and we got it back to where we need to be. And, you know, I'm looking forward to continuing a strong season as we've had thus far.
I think in a kind of reverse way to various this, man, like doing that, the guys got some balance back to them now. So actually, hey, took some blumps early, but now we recovered, got our things together, kind of know what we want to do as a team now for this year. I feel like in a way, it actually worked out good for you doing what you did.
Yeah, I do think so. We're younger than you know, we would have obviously been if he was a junior coming back and playing the minutes he would have got. But our young guys have had a chance to grow, and they're still learning. They're still growing. I keep telling them every day, you know, we're not even close to how good we can be. And that's our goal, is to continue to develop, to continue to get better. And we'll let the chips fall where they may as long as we're doing that.
I think, T, having these young guys that you have, brother, is like – having a real spring this year and a real summer, because player development happens when you're not playing games for the most part. So having actually a real summer and a real spring, talk about how that really helps your young guys now who are playing these tough games right now that's live in action.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. You know, just getting acclimated to being away from home. You know, we have 5 true freshmen and then 2 sophomores who are essentially freshmen because last year was so screwed up with COVID. You know, we only played half the season. We didn't get a spring or summer last year, not even a fall. We didn't play non-conference. And so it's been good for those guys to be able to get their feet wet before everything hit the fan. And so, you know, they were coming into the season much more prepared than some of the guys in the past who didn't get that spring and summer.
And having such a young team that can grow together. Talk about that when you just develop this roster. I know you want to have your guy with the Grizzlies come back, but hey, you got a young roster that sticks together for a while. As you know, in your level of ball, the older you are together, you can be very dangerous on that back years or 3 and 4 back on the back end there.
Absolutely. And you know, we do have 4 experienced guys that are helping these young guys come along as well. I say we, you know, right now, healthy wise, you know, we have 4 vets and 7 young guys. And so, you know, from our standpoint, that combination has been key for us. But, you know, just making sure that those guys continue to see that it's not going to be the same every game. It's going to be a little different. You're going to have to come with your focus, your energy, regardless of who we're playing. You know, those are things that they're learning on the fly. But great group of guys that want to be good, and they're doing a good job of growing together.
What's great about it is, man, you've played some close games. It could have went either way. So I feel like during February and March, that's when you need that callus of playing these close games in November, December. So I feel like, you know, you lost a few that you shouldn't have lost. It's kind of close. Play here, 2 here and there. And won some as well. So I feel like those young guys with those vets can see that what it takes to win a close game early, where in February and March, it counts more than it does in November, December.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've gone through it. They've seen a lot of different things and a lot of different styles of play and learning how to adjust and, you know, coming down the stretch, you know, even our last game, you know, there were so many opportunities to learn from things that happened in the last 5 minutes that we've broken down through film and the players, you know, we've gotten on the court and talked about some things. And, you know, that stuff's definitely, to your point, going to pay off as we continue to progress through the season.
And you got two guys I want to talk about is really Cam Spencer, man. That kid is man, he's doing a lot for you, man. Leading you in scoring as well. Good job taking care of the ball as well, man. So talk about first Cam Spencer, what he's meant to your team, what he's doing scoring wise for you, and his leadership in general, brother.
Yeah, I mean, Cam is all that and more in terms of his basketball ability, his personality. I mean, he's a winner. He's a competitor, you know, but he plays the game the right way. And it makes it really hard for opponents to game plan for us because, you know, he can score in different ways, but he can also help other guys score. And that's been a key for us, just having him on the court. You know, we felt like we were rolling 2 years ago, our second year here, you know, and then he got hurt, you know, and we lost. We went on the losing streak without him. He came back. We started winning again. You know, just something about that kid being on the floor that really makes our program go. And, you know, just so excited to have him. You know, we didn't have him the bulk of last year during that time where we were trying to, you know, come out of COVID and play our conference games. You know, he wasn't playing. And then when he came and he played, we made a run to the championship game of our tournament. And so to have him, you know, play 100% of the game so far this year, with the fingers crossed to hopefully keep that going, is big for our program.
And Jalen Andrews is also another young man that's playing well for you, man. Also another guy can get the job done. Tell me about that young man as well, what he brings to the table for you.
Yeah, you know, Jalen is an incredible person. You know, he has a knack for putting the ball in the basket. You know, he's older now. He's a senior. He was the first kid when I got the job that someone told me about, and I watched him and I liked him. So essentially he was our first recruit when I got the job, and to watch where how he's grown, where he's come from, you know, to being what he is now, is phenomenal for us. And again, not just on the court, off the court. I mean, Jalen is, you know, he's an active member of our student athlete advisory committee, our Black student athlete advisory committee. He's a member of the Green and Gray Society, which is very prestigious. One of 14 Loyola students that report right to the president and the cabinet on issues on campus. Like he was chosen for that. It's a big deal. He's just made the dean's list. He's doing everything right on and off the court. And, you know, he's going to have a tremendous basketball career and a tremendous career outside of basketball when it's all said and done.
And see, a lot of our team sees this. A lot of guys on the team shoot that three ball, man, because having a lot of guys can shoot that long ball opens things up for Cam and Jalen. So I feel like having guys can shoot that three ball, talk about having guys that can shoot that ball off the bench, no matter who you bring in the game, can still do the same things. You can still play a certain way, no matter who's on the court.
Yeah, it's so important to us. And to be honest, boss, man, we got off to a slow start shooting the ball earlier in the year. But, you know, the way I coach, the way I believe in development, it's you know, if you're getting good shots, we're going to keep taking them. I don't care what the percentages are, keep taking them. Eventually they're going to start to fall. You'll start to get your rhythm. And that's what's been happening. Our numbers continue to creep up. You know, we're one of the top 3-point shooting teams in our league in conference play right now. And, you know, I told the guys the other day, I still feel like we're leaving money on the table in that regard. We could still be even better with the quality of shots that we're getting, and they're going to keep working. And I know that they're going to continue to knock them down at an even higher clip.
No doubt. You got to take them. I tell people all the time, you can't make shots you don't take. So you got to take them. If they're good shots, they're good shots. Take them. You know, it just, even in the NBA, I like you not come to the NBA a lot. You know, it's just like some guys get the yips. Nah, just take the good shot that you got. Don't pass it up. Is they'll eventually start falling. It'll happen. The law of average never fails.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Put the work in to build the confidence. That's what I tell our guys. Confidence is earned. I can't give it to you. Only thing I can do, I could take it if I was a jerk, if I was one of those coaches that every time you miss a shot, I'm throwing up my hands or subbing you out. I don't do that. As a former player, I know better. And so they don't have to worry about that. I don't sub on shot selection or any of that. So all they got to do is put the time in and you know, you got the freedom to do what you put the work in for.
And, bro, you're 6-0 at home. Talk about defending the home court, man, because that's very important in conference play. You win those home games, you go on the road, you get to steal your one on the road or two here and there. Tell me about telling you guys to defend the home court. Make sure the Loyola fans, the Greyhound fans are out there, the gray and white, they're supporting you. I know the COVID's limited to fans, but still, but defending that home court is very important at Patriot League, brother.
Yeah, it's critical, and we want to keep it going. Our fans were fantastic to start the year. It's kind of slowed down a little bit with new restrictions, you know, with the variants and stuff, with COVID, but our guys still been able to find the energy, you know, from our crowd, from the folks that are in the gym. That's been huge for us. And we're so appreciative of them still coming out. But our guys have a comfort level in our gym, and you know, that's where you get the most work in. But to win at the level we want to win at, you got to protect home court 100%, but you also got to get some wins on the road. So we went up and beat a great Boston team. They're predicted to win our league. You know, they were picked to win the league, and we beat a really good Fairfield team on the road. You know, those are the type of quality wins that we're going to have to try to figure out a way to get, in addition to protecting home court.
No doubt, man. His brother, I know COVID is ravaging the NBA, and a lot of games have been canceled on your level as well, college basketball. How are you trying to make sure your guys are vigilant, knowing this Omicron variant? I call it Marion to be funny, but the Omicron variant and Delta out here, having them be vigilant, because they kind of got to be students again once more, but now with it raging again and being more careful not to bring it to the team, causing you to have to cancel games or have an outbreak to lose some games here.
Yeah, no, it's been tough. It hit us. It hit us in December, right around finals time, where we lost a bunch of guys and had to cancel a couple important games for us. You know, it's one of those things where this is new for everybody. I say my boss never went through this. Her boss never went through this. It's all the coaches in the country. This is new for us. None of us know the exact right thing to do, but we're trying to do what's right for our student athletes and for our fans and for everyone that our families, everyone that's around us. And so, you know, it's just something we got to try to be disciplined as best we can and understand that if there's hiccups, we're going to err in the right of protecting our student athletes and our families. And so that's just the nature of where we are right now, but hopefully, you know, we can stay vigilant and have as normal of a season as possible. It's been much better this year than it was last year. And so our guys, I know, are appreciative that they're getting, you know, a solid college experience, and hopefully we can get back to normal as soon as we can.
No doubt. And tell me about, you got a game tomorrow against Lafayette. Tell me about that game. What you seeing from the guys on film, man?
Yeah, no, Lafayette is a high-powered offensive team. You know, they lost some guys. We lost some guys. We played them 6 times last year.
Wow.
Because of the way the schedule went and people getting taken out, and it always seemed like us and them were ready to play during the season. So anytime you play a team 6 times, there's going to be some battles. There's going to be some rivalry brewing, and so our guys are probably going to be fired up. Their guys are probably going to be fired up just to get you know, a normal schedule, but play these guys in a real format. You know, after seeing them so much last year, so excited about the game, home game. You know, again, both teams are going to be hungry for a win, and I'm looking forward to a great contest.
No doubt. Well, T, thank you for your time. As always, my brother. Wish you luck as always. Hope you win that Patriot League this year, man. Get you to your championship. Go to the big dance, brother, for real, man.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, brother. Be safe, man.
All right. Take care.
All right.